The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Time to talk to Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown. Marion, Donald Trump must be very confident in Roy Moore's chances of winning the Alabama Senate race, given the strength of the support he's showing for him.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people would consider it a bit foolhardy, Matt, but I think he's very much in cahoots with Steve Bannon, his old chief strategist on this. When I was down in Alabama the week before last, Bannon's presence was all over it, and apparently he has been talking to Donald Trump and telling him to keep, you know, throw his lot in with Moore. There's no plausible deniability at this stage if Moore loses. Trump has endorsed him. He sent out messages. He's done the robocalls. He did the event in the neighboring state. So he cannot distance himself at this point. And his whole philosophy has been, as has Steve Bannon's, that better a child molester, a man who has been accused of sexually grooming teenage girls, and a man who's been accused of assaulting and trying to rape women, than a liberal. And that has been what Donald Trump has said, and it's basically, if you vote for a liberal, my agenda goes by the wayside, and let's just look the other way at these allegations. But I have to say, Matt, as I said to you the week before last, that in my experience in Alabama, Republicans have said, well, for starters, everybody keep out of our state, we'll be defied. But a lot of them say, well, even if he did these things, well, so what? They don't think it's that serious, and that's worrying. But you know, I think this race, they're reckoning about a 25% turnout, which is probably north of 500,000 people. They've spent $41 million on this race for a very small turnout. And I think that if there is a very low turnout, it tends to be older conservative people who turn out in low turnout races, which would be the people who would naturally favour Judge Roy Moore. However, the younger Republicans have gone against him. And if they can get a large black turnout for Doug Jones, who knows? I don't think anybody knows what way this race is going to go. But I think whichever way it goes, it's going to be seen as a referendum on Donald Trump.
Now, Bannon, of course, was in front of a crowd which chanted, "Drain the swamp." I remember that. And in which,
yes,
Moore
indeed
said, "I want to make America great again with President Trump. I want America great, but I want America good. And she can't be good until we go back to God." His wife, Kayla, also spoke at the rally, and she defended him against allegations that he was anti-Semitic.
"Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them."
So it's all right, so, Cal, is it?
"Well, you know, Matt, I got a lot of friends, too. They're Catholics and liberals and Democrats. Heck, Matt, you're even a friend of mine. I mean, I got all kinds of friends out there. Yeah, you know, I think this is kind of a distraction. I agree with Mary, and I think that we've sunk to a new low in this country. And it's bipartisan. I mean, ever since the Harvey Weinstein thing, we've seen liberals and conservatives, supposedly family values people. People are saying, well, the rules have changed now. No, they haven't either. They're now being enforced. The rules have always been there. Some people call them the Ten Commandments. Other people call them the Sermon on the Mount. Other people say it's the Golden Rule. But this kind of stuff has been going on in modern times since Jack Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Bill Clinton, and now Donald Trump. I mean, but it's a distraction from what most people care about, and that's the economy. And Trump is doing very well on the economy right now, not getting the kind of credit I think he deserves. Stock markets at record highs. The optimism quotient is approaching its highest level since 1983. Unemployment down. There's a lot of good stuff out there. But I think, you know, the left and the Democrats are cleaning house with Al Franken and John Conyers, so they can somehow discover a morality they have not discovered through previous presidents to try to attack Donald Trump."
Well, I think you can, on the economy, Cal, if you actually dig a little bit deeper into the stats, you'll see that perhaps this year has not been as good as the last couple of years of the Obama administration.
"Oh,
yes,
please,
things
Matt,
on a positive
growth.
Look into the stats, Cal, and if it is..."
"I have the stats. The growth is over 3% now, which economists say are very good. The stock market is at record levels. Unemployment is low, even among African Americans, getting down to almost the full employment level. You've got Trump removing the rules of engagement in the military, which has helped to crush ISIS in Syria. There's a lot of good stuff going on. But most of the media, of course, want to focus on this other titillating stuff because they don't want to admit that he's doing pretty well on the economy.
I suppose, Marion, he can celebrate with a dozen Diet Cokes and 4 to 8 hours of television tonight.
Oh, at least. I think you should make it 2 dozen tonight, considering all this good news. But look, Cal, to be honest, no, everybody wants the economy to do well. Everybody wants America to do well. But, you know, 84 consecutive months of growth before Donald Trump took over. The stock market has been growing steadily for the last 7 years. He is building. He's basically standing on the shoulders of Barack Obama, and that's fine. Nobody has a problem with that, but he hasn't created this. This is, and I would venture to add that if, with this rampant deregulation that he's going with, the giveaways to the super rich, he's basically laying the groundwork for another recession. So, you know, let's stand by and let's see how long his great boom lasts for. I mean, I hope it lasts for the full 4 years, personally.
Cal, did you read that New York Times piece which wrote about the day, the Donald Trump day, and his behaviour in the White House? Did you believe it? Or would you call it fake news?
No, Matt. You know, I read 2 things every day, the New York Times and my Bible, so I know what each side is doing. But boom. The thing that bothers me about some of these stories is that they're so unsourced. You have all of these anonymous people. You have people even in the White House who are left over from the Obama administration. So we don't really know these things. Is it consistent with some of the bizarre behavior of Trump? Yes, I would say it is. I don't care how many Diet Cokes he has every day, for heaven's sake. I do think he watches too much TV, and studies have shown that watching too much TV is bad for the brain cells.
Well, I wonder how he feels about the latest press conference from his accusers. These are 3 of them, Jessica Leeds, Samantha Halvey and Rachel Crooks, outlining some of their allegations of misbehaviour, to put it at its mildest, against President Trump.
About 12 years ago, as a young receptionist in Trump Tower, I was forcibly kissed by Mr. Trump during our first introduction. Mr. Trump repeatedly kissed my cheeks and ultimately my lips in an encounter that has since impacted my life, well beyond the initial occurrence and feelings of self-doubt and insignificance I had. I decided to let my encounter be with him be known along with the various others, yet our stories seem to fall on deaf ears. Recently, the Me Too movement has gained momentum and women have found strength in one another and the courage to come forward, leading many powerful men to suffer the consequences of their actions. Trump, however, has escaped his path unscathed, but over a dozen women have come forward about his sexual misconduct, and we have video proof of him promoting such behavior. In an objective setting, without question, a person with this record would have entered the graveyard of political aspirations, never to return. Yet here we are with that man as president. I want to believe that as Americans, we can put aside our political inclinations and admit that some things, in fact, do transcend politics, that we will hold Mr. Trump to the same standard as Harvey Weinstein and the other men who were held accountable for their reprehensible behavior. Therefore, I ask that Congress put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct.
As a little girl, I would watch the Miss USA pageant every year and dream of being one of those beautiful, successful, incredibly confident women. These dreams never included a man lining us all up to look us over like we were pieces of meat. These dreams never included a man coming into the backstage hair and makeup area while I sat naked under a robe as he walked around looking at us like we were his property.
But it's when he started to put his hand up my skirt, and that was the last time I wore a skirt traveling. Then I managed, because I'm not a small person, I managed to wrestle myself out of the seat and stood up, grabbed my purse, and went to the back of the airplane.
Okay, but Marion McKeown, what about people who say innocent until proven guilty, that there have been no prosecutions brought, let alone convictions?
No, Matt, look, there has to be some consistency here. You know, if a number of women come out and make really consistent claims against one man, and that one man in Donald Trump's case is on tape himself boasting about doing the sort of things that these women are claiming he did, like boast about it, saying it's fine, he can do it, they let you do it when you're famous. There is no tape against Judge Roy Moore, you know, I mean, like, and you know, which, and what he did is so appalling. But I think with Donald Trump, I don't think anybody disbelieves these women. I think that the fundamental problem here is that there's such a moral vacuum in the Republican Party at the moment, that people don't care. And again, back to Steve Bannon, I saw him in Arizona 10 days ago talking about this, and he said, he was boasting, he said, I told Donald Trump, your supporters don't care if you assault women. And you know what, sadly, he's right. A lot of Donald Trump supporters don't seem bothered by this, and a lot of Republicans don't seem bothered by this. And it will be to the shame of Republican women who are in Congress and in the Senate, and to Republican men just as much if they stand by this, they don't support calls for a congressional investigation.
Okay, Cal.
Because what Donald Trump did is really serious and deserves to be punished.
I think there's a moral vacuum in both parties, Matt. I mean, if you're looking for morality, Washington's the last place to find it. But I want to confess on this show something that I've never said before. I have actually kissed Marion McCune on the cheek.
With my permission.
With permission, exactly.
Thank
By the
you.
Way,
Thank you,
is there any chance, Cal, I see that Dennis Rodman is off in Guam now, and he's looking for Donald Trump to appoint him as a special envoy, a peace envoy, to go into North Korea. Any chance that Trump will grant Rodman his wish?
Yeah, that's a good question, Matt. I mean, he's been over there before, as you know. You've been over there with him. And after the tete-a-tetes with the little dictator and the little basketball exhibition, nothing seems to have changed. I mean, Kim has been relentless, even against some of the strongest sanctions any nation has ever had to face. But listen, if anything can possibly dissuade this guy or hold him off from launching nuclear missiles, heck, I'd send him and you back over there in a minute, Matt.
I'm not sure it would work. Thank you very much, Cal Thomas and Marion McCune, for joining us on The Last Word here on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.